You know, healing is God's work. I stand here today, a testimony of one who has been healed, even when doctors had no answers. And tonight, we believe God. He's the same God, and the same story. The name of Jesus is not for a past event. The name of Jesus is for today's events. It's not for a past event. Not at all. And you see, we need to know that there are different ways to receive healing. That's all I want to talk about first. There are different ways to receive healing. And we need to know it. And do not forget what I said the other day. I'm going to repeat it again. There are different ways that healing is received. Obviously, in the ministry of Jesus, we see healing as a major component of his ministry. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, and verse 34 and 35, the Bible tells us he goes around and he's healing the sick, every manner of sickness and disease. In the Matthew's Gospel chapter 9, verse 35, again, it's repeated the same things, like it was a copy and paste. And then in chapter 10, he sends out his disciples to go and heal the sick. Now, pay attention to that one. So, but Matthew doesn't tell us how that at that point. But as we read the scriptures, we'll get to the epistles. Paul the apostle, now tells us about gifts of healings. It's in plural. In fact, in the listing of 1 Corinthians 12, it was only healing he repeated gifts with. In 1 Corinthians 12, 9. Again, he repeated it again in 1 Corinthians 12, and then that should be verse 28 and 29. He repeats it again. And 30. He repeats it as gifts of healings. Why? Because there are different streams to healing. Different ways. And tonight, we're going to have this different streams. There are different streams to how people receive healing. Look at the ministry of Jesus. In Luke's Gospel, for example, just Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, in verse 15, Luke says, people came from far and wide to hear and be healed. Which means, by just hearing, I can receive healing. Now, for example, when I got healed of a kidney condition 32 years ago, at the end of this year, my mom was there, my dad, and there was really nothing the doctor could do because the condition was really bad. I didn't have anyone pray for me. No one did. And I was always falling ill. So they thought, I'm not trying to castigate Nigerian doctors, but they thought it was malaria. So I was always going for malaria treatment. And I used to use Queen's Hospital, Dubai. And I'll go there, and then the nurses knew me that I was always falling ill. They say it's malaria. So he was diagnosed. So which means that along the line, I had not even used my faith for the malaria. So I wasn't even going to resist the malaria at any point. It was just, well, no problem, as long as the drugs can take it. And some of us can be very careless. As long as drugs can take it, you don't use your faith. What if the drugs cannot take it? You must learn to use your faith. And let me say something here. Using drugs doesn't stop you from using your faith. Medication and the power of God are not enemies. They're working together. So I now use my faith. So when the push came to the show, I was faced with a life and death situation. And you know, all I could remember was I heard a song. I didn't know the verse. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Listen carefully. By my studies today, I question that knowledge now. But that has nothing to do. If you misquote a scripture, as long as what is in your mind is that God is a healer, you will be healed. It has nothing to do with how precise your honesty. Sometimes it even happens that people, when they get too precise, they don't use their faith again. So all I did was know the song. Of course, later on I knew where the text was, and I began to say, you are the Lord that healed me. I didn't know any other verse. I didn't know any other text. I didn't know any other healing text. I knew about Jesus' miracles, but I wasn't particular. And that was all. Now for me, I kept hearing. It took weeks and weeks, and I got healed. See? So how did I receive healing? By hearing. Some years later on, and I was diagnosed again in the hospital, and then but this time around, I'd built my faith to resist such impossible situations. So I remember I discussed with her. She said, oh, I said, no, don't worry yourself. The doctor said this, and then this is going on my body. I said, no problem. The doctor said, we have to take care of this for a long time. You have to come back. I said, no, I will be healed. Why did I say that? Because I'd had an experience before. And that boosted my confidence in the word of God. So, I told them, I said, give me 2 weeks. I'll be back. What was I going to do? I was going to keep hearing the word of God. No one prayed for me. No. It's not wrong to be prayed for. We'll see that shortly. And I just said, look, Lord, I'm just going to be healed. So I just went back and started listening. Again, it took a while, okay? But after that, I went back. I didn't go back in 2 weeks because I was not too sure. Because I won't go there and say, you're just joking. You know, I didn't want that to happen. So when I was persuaded, and I was so persuaded, I said, I'm going back. So I went back at Jai Medical Center. So I went back there, and I said, you do the checks again. I was too confident. Now, they felt it must have been a wrong diagnosis. I said, no, I was healed. Hallelujah. Because the check said, well, not there. It doesn't seem that the thing is there. I said, it's not that it doesn't seem. It is not there. Amen. So they said, maybe it was wrong. I said, no. I was healed. It's not an error to be healed. Hallelujah. Now, how did it happen? I was hearing. So in Luke 5:15, he says they came to hear. You know, as the songs are going, you know you are hearing God's word. As the word of God is preached, healing comes to you. Healing comes to you. And you hear it. And there you go, healed. But you see, that's not the only way people got healed in the ministry of Jesus. See, Jesus is God who became a man. If healing was one way, he would have ministered that only way. There are different ways to receive healing. And notice that it was about the faith of the people. They didn't have to know so much. The faith of the people. Now, pay attention now. In Luke 5, again, so that you know the importance of the word of God. In Luke 5, 17, Pastor Wally shared that just now. He says, as Jesus was teaching, now notice, the Pharisees were there, and the teachers of the law, they were there to criticize. They weren't there to get healed. So which means, that atmosphere was filled with unbelief. But you know what? There are some guys who were outside the auditorium. Outside. They had a friend who was paralyzed, couldn't walk. And they brought the guy through the roof. And Jesus simply said, your sins are forgiven. Take up your bed and walk. Again, he didn't touch the fellow. He just spoke words. And the Bible says, the guy got up and began to walk. So that's a way healing is received. Words are spoken. Then you receive it. The first one, you just hear the word of God. The second one, words are spoken. You are healed. That's it. Now, that's often called the gift of faith. Where a minister says something, by his faith. And that faith usually is granted at that moment. And then it releases that faith, and then you, whoop, and then you walk, and then you're healed. Okay? Now in Luke 6, so you follow it. In verse 12, Luke says, they came to Jesus so that they would touch his clothes. Another way healing is ministered. So that they will touch his clothes and be healed. So there were those who were, not in Matthew 8, there was a centurion who asked Jesus. In Matthew 8, there was a leper who was cleansed. Then Matthew 8, the centurion said, my servant lies at home sick. Jesus said, I will come. He said, you don't have to. Speak your word only, and my servant will be whole. Speak your word. So, words can minister healing. I hear it. And when I hear it, I release my faith for it. I release my faith. Notice in the four Gospels, when people got healed, the Bible says, Jesus will respond, your faith made you whole. Now, if it's not important, he wouldn't have said it. Your faith made you whole. What's your faith? To release your faith. To believe that there's healing available in the meeting or healing available in the teaching. Now, notice there were other times in Mark 6 where Jesus went to his hometown and then the people just didn't really believe in him. And the Bible says, he could do no mighty work, but laid hands on a few sick folk. Notice, when unbelief was at its peak, he laid hands. That means laying on of hands is basic. He laid hands. At the height of unbelief, he laid hands. But you know what he didn't do? He didn't just stop there. He now sent out his disciples to go around. Now, some of them carried bottles of oil. Alright? To minister. And those disciples ministered to the sick, just like Matthew 10. So there are times also, other people will minister to you. Healing is ministered. Jesus gave them power in Matthew 10, and then they ministered. Now, in Mark 5, we had a woman with the issue of blood, different streams. She heard of Jesus. What did she hear? She must have heard that people got healed in his meetings. So I often tell you, watch what you hear about the ministry. Don't hear silly things. Shut your mind from it, okay? Because oftentimes when you hear something about a minister of the gospel, true or false, it begins to color your mind. And you may start doubting the ministry of the Spirit through people. So you watch your mind. So what did she do? She kept saying, if I touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She kept saying. Now, there's an emphasis there. She kept saying, we don't know how long she said it. It might have been a day or two or three or four, which means there are people who have spoken out tonight's meeting and they're going to receive. So she kept saying, if I touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She didn't watch any movie about the clothes of Jesus being expensive. She had no business with the false report they were going about saying about him. She said, if I touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Then she went into the press. Interestingly, you know, some people wonder what some. They say, but how come people are following the power of God? And then the ushers are not following. You know, some foolish question. Some people ask foolish question. I told one guy, I said, is it the power of God? Some people are just following, see how their clothes are. I said, you think when Paul got up? No, the guy said, if somebody's under the power, how would they now say get and he just gets up? I said, when Paul fell, did he not get up? He said, get up, and he got up. Now, do you think his clothes were still neat? He didn't fall on Rogo. On the road to Damascus, he's not tired. Or it's not the power of God again. His clothes will not remain like your own. It will be totally dirty, right? He says, go. And he went. And they led him. He didn't even move alone. They led him away with the power of God. I said, you are asking a foolish question. I told her, you are asking a foolish question. They have messed up your mind. You are reading nonsense. Two nonsense. Anyway, let's leave those ones. We have things to do tonight. So, you know, I was talking about the healing ministry. She said, and she kept saying. So people were moving around Jesus and saying, oh, come on, hey, the usher, hey, hey. But one woman had been speaking. She had been saying, if I touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And she did. She did. As she touched his clothes, scripture says immediately, the fount of her blood dried up. Now to know the importance of that story, because Jesus asked her to say that story. Jesus turned and said, who touched me? Now if you are in this protocol, you'll have felt, Master, what kind of question is that? You see, kind of, who touched you? You should say, who are these touching me? It can't be who touched me. The Bible says Jesus, knowing that virtue had gone out of him, which means Jesus did not consciously minister to her. Okay? So, our faith gave direction to the power of God. Tonight, the things you have said about your healing are coming to pass. You have said it, that tonight hands will be laid on you. Words will be spoken and the pain will go. You sang the songs. You have believed it and the word of God is true. That story was recorded so you should know that it can be repeated. She kept saying. She kept saying as a Greek. She kept saying. She said in the morning, the afternoon, the evening. She kept saying. And when she got there, she acted on what she said. She said it. So, we do have, he touched his clothes. We also saw in Acts of the Apostles chapter 5, alright, so we have healing can be ministered through words, through the teaching of the word, okay, through material medium. And that was repeated again in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verse 11. It says, and God wrought special miracles through the hands of Paul, that handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from his body and put on those that were sick, and they were healed, and those that had demonic afflictions, and the demons left. That's why I tell people, you see, never ever box God into one method. God heals the sick. Jesus had a fellow that he spat at to get healed. Today, that would be a controversial ministry. Jesus, don't ignore it, he's there. He used saliva. You know what saliva is? But when you are sick, you don't care. It's not that word that criticizing. And he spat and there's healing. Now I've not asked you to spit. It's good to know that one now. But I'm saying to you, it shows the diversities. So there are diversities. Again, Acts 5, I mentioned that earlier, the shadow of Peter, just being around Peter, had someone healed. So, and catches on aprons by touching. By hands being laid. Hands are laid. Mark 16:18. You will lay hands on the sick. And the sick shall recover. Look at that word again. Shall recover. Which means there are instances it could take people a while to be fully well. Shall recover. There are those that shall recover. You know, and sometimes I told you the story. I went to my friend Pastor Somi's church. This story is very vivid to me. And I had this back trouble for a while. So long. I don't know how many months. And I'd just been, you know. So I went for his meeting. I was the one preaching. I think it was 2019 or so. I was the one preaching. So I said to myself, at the meeting tonight, I will receive the power of God present. I'm the one preaching. People are coming to receive from the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ through me. But I'm not stupid. I know that that has nothing to do with my own health. Always get, I'm going to at the moment. So, a brother Josh, I think that's his name. He's singing. I deliberately told him to sing about the power of God. Sing about the power of God. And as he sang, I was right on the pulpit. I said, I receive from his ministry now. I receive from what he said. So as soon as he was done singing, so as I was going to the hotel, I said, the power of God has gone into my body, effecting the healing and the cure. As I kept saying it, the pain kept increasing. Which cure? But I'm used to the devil, right? I've seen it before. So I said, no wala. I just kept saying it. I said, tonight, at the meeting in Christ Pavilion Church, as Brother Josh was singing, the power of God was present, and it entered into my body, effecting the healing and the cure. So I got to the room, you were there, and I said, you know, you can go. And I just said, as I slept on that side, the pain just increased by double portion. Like, which healing? No, how a pain can be talking? Which healing? Where? And I said, I say I received healing tonight when the song was on. I say I received healing. Now, this had gone on for months, but somehow, at that time, I was now sure. I got it here. I said, I say. So I lay down and slept. By the time I woke up, it was gone. Now, I said that for a reason. I was the one ministering. And that night, people got healed. Well, I had the pain. You are not ministering your health. That's why tonight, even though you are also going to get healed, somebody also get healed through you. This is the essence of tonight's meeting. That's why I'm not the one that will lay hands on anybody. You here. Don't let condemnation kill you. Some of us have almost lost our ministries because we fell ill and we had to use medication. How does that invalidate your ministry? How? It has no bearing at all. Paul went to Corinth. Imagine somebody explaining the gifts of the Spirit to you. He went to Corinth, wounded. And you see bodily harm. And he say, the power of God is present. The power of God is present. That's why you could write them that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. He went to Galatia. Now, when somebody's taken half dead, you know it's not small injury he go get. Half dead, now big time. Which means he must have gone like this. And he went there, said, the power of the Holy Ghost is here. Power of the Holy Ghost is here. Power of the Holy Ghost is here. He's not ministering his health. He's ministering the healing power of God. Your ministry is back tonight. Every condemnation is gone. Listen, sit down. Sit down. That's why I'm trying to explain it to you. He wrote to Timothy. Timothy is a man of God, though. He said, hey, oh boy, that's your often stomach infirmity. You'd be like saying, we have to take wine, oh. Emuchi. No longer water. But he told him, neglect not the gift. Neglect not the gift that is in you. Sometimes the way to exercise your faith for healing is ministering to the sick. Neglect not the gift. The same person, in context, say, hey, oh boy, you take wine, small. This is your stomach trouble, don't they too often? Don't they come too often, huh? But neglect not the gift. Yes, sir. Tonight, you won't neglect the gift. Satan won't drive you into a condemnation corner. The authority of Jesus is with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why, and if they minister to you, go, they minister back. We both get power of God. In day here, hope you are listening. Sit down. This is the mistake the family of healing ministers make. They think because they minister a lot to the sick, that means that their own body doesn't need any taking care of. And many people die that way. They are not ministering their health. Not at all. You know, a couple of days back, I was doing some praying, and I had done, don't let me scare you, but a few kilometers in praying, many hours. So I felt a lot of, it was obvious my legs, because I was praying, walking around. So the next day, which is Thursday, I wanted to go out again. I told myself, oh boy, if you step out, now for cheer, you go minister throughout camp meeting. You know, I was praying the power of God, though, but my body is different. Do you understand? So don't let condemnation eat you up. You now can't release your faith because you have surgery. Oh, now there you did. Now there you did. Power of God is working in you. Right in you. I've had healing meetings where I had serious fever and I was laying hands on everybody. I said, glory, glory. And I said, ooh, now lay hands on me now. Glory to Jesus. Are you here? Power of God is here. Sit down. We're going to minister and be ministered to. Elisha's dry bones, dead, raised the dead. Dead, raising the dead. Don't drive yourself into condemnation. Is that clear? It's because of pride. Remove that pride. You have this treasure in earthen vessels. We are such that you have a headache. Somebody say, Pastor, I have this migraine. Say, put your hands there. Say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. He say, praise the Lord. Say, go. And you say, I release my faith in the name of Jesus. So that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The power of God is working in you. It's also working towards you. Now, full package. Walking in me, then walking towards me. No condemnation. You'll be on your, you'll be saying, Father, I believe I receive healing. Someone will call you. He said, Pastor, right now, I can't even know what I'm going to say. Put your hands there. Don't say, what would you now do? That's condemnation. No. The healer is Jesus. So you say, put your hands there. The guy doesn't know you are in a bed, though. But it's called the power of God. Hope you are hearing what I'm saying. Condemnation is gone. Guilt is gone. The power of God is flowing freely in this place. Sit down, I'm not done. Oh boy, Judas, cast out demon. Judas, cast out demon. Then you are afraid. Maybe, you that you have the righteousness of God. You are walking in the light. Your healing ministry is back. You see it tonight, oh. Sit down. Just one more. Are you here? Satan has nothing on you.
Satan has nothing on me.
You're about to lay hands on someone. And they say, You that you just took, you said, what's your business? I like the devil talking because anything he says is a stupid thing. You know, there was one day I heard the devil talk, and I said, shut on here. That one I talk. That's rubbish now. I said, Jesus rose from the dead. And he gave us authority. You are talking story. Who cares about your story? If you see me have bodily pain, I will be well. But I'll still lay hands on the sick. And the sick will recover. Because Jesus said so. Can you shout hallelujah? So sit down. We're almost there. Daddy. That the excellency of the power may be of God. That the excellency of power. I showed someone a video. The guy had a cast on his hand because he fell. And he was laying hands. I said, that's a believer. We have no confidence in the flesh. So I said, that is a believer. He said, that's a believer. He has a cast. That is, okay, let's call it, it's a POP. And he used the other hand in the name of Jesus. Now, listen, those who can't receive from him, they will remain sick. If you saw Paul with bodily injury and say, Paul says, the gifts of, said there are diversity of gifts, but the same spirit to one is given. The gifts of healings by the same spirit. And you say, you better receive it. It has nothing to do with Paul. It has nothing to do with me. It's all about Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today and forevermore. Nothing. I said, Judas, they cast out devil. Someone told me one day, he said, Jesus said, some will come in my name, and they will say, we have cast out devil, we heal the sick. I said, do it first. That's not an excuse not to heal the sick. Do it first. Let's wait for him to cast you away first. But do it. The same person that said that, said in my name. I'm saying to you tonight, ignore your feelings. Ignore your experiences. All those strange images in your mind are gone. What you see is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's working in you now. So before we start, you will repent of thinking it's your power, it's the power of God. Repent. You are now born again to call the sick. You say, hey, you know what? God is good. What happened to you? You used to minister to the sick and the blind will see and people that were oppressed. But something that happened to you and took away your confidence. No, it humbled you so that you will know the power is of God. All those funny images on your mind now that hinder you from releasing your faith to minister, they are gone. Prophet Tio Abadari, I knew him. I was in his office. He asked me to pick a pen. He said, not that one, he's not working. Remember Jacob. Jacob too could not see. Joseph said, no, I know what I'm doing. every sense of condemnation is gone.
If tonight you are going to heal the sick, and you also receive.
So no need hiding that you fell ill. Don't hide, don't hide. It doesn't change anything. Don't hide, don't hide, don't hide. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't. At all. Because it's the power of God. It's the power of God. While you are believing for your own, be ministering to others. A brother called me. He said, I've not gotten, I said, you know what? He said, pray for me. I said, I won't pray for you. Get up now. Go and look for the sick and minister to them. He got back. He said, you know, as I was doing it, I was praying for people. He said, suddenly, the pain was gone. Tonight, power of God is working. 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 Be bold to say, be healed. Be bold to say, begin to see. Begin to walk. Begin to hear. Ignore your own pain. And when you are ministered to, say, I receive it. That's why we are believers. No condemnation. No fears. The power of God is working. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost.